And we're back. We made it to season two. We're back. We're back, John. We're back, Wes. We made it. We're at season two of Hardly Perfect. How are you guys today?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Good, good. Good to be back.
It's been a while since we've talked. What did you guys do during the off season?
What did I do? I got rested. Rested and relaxation.
Okay.
Get ready. Get my mind prepared for the upcoming season.
John, anything particular you did?
Yeah, you know, took a few days off and I'm right back into training regimen and you know, work with my nutritionist and my life coach, and I'm ready to get going again.
And I've actually been, this is true, I've actually been messing with AI trying to create a podcast. Like, I want to remove myself and just put an AI gym. How great would that be?
Oh,
It would just
that'd
be
be
like
great.
an
I'd
AI.
like it.
You'd just be AI yelling, and then every once in a while just breaking down, crying for no reason.
The emotional AI.
Anyways, we're a new season, and the season's topic is, let me grab the list here so I make sure I have it right. The season's topic is the most perfect individual season in sports. Do I have that right? That's what we're going to do for this season?
Sounds right to me.
All right.
Better be.
Otherwise, we're in trouble.
Yeah, this would be a bad show if not. It might be a bad show anyway. Right. But if we switch topics live, that would be crazy.
So, Wes, you want to kick us off with your topic? What do you have to kick us off with?
I do. I'm excited about this one. We're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about Pedro Martinez's 1999 season.
Okay, and he's a hockey player?
He's a hockey player. No, Pedro from the Red Sox. We're going to talk a little bit, I think, about how the Red Sox acquired him. But, the Red Sox 1999 season with Pedro Martinez.
Pedro J. Martinez?
I don't know. Is that what it is?
I think so.
James?
I don't know what J stands for. I guarantee by the end of this podcast, we'll know what J stands for.
I hope so.
But of course, you cannot talk about Pedro without, let's just take a little trip back. We're going to take a little bit trip back in time. We're going to go back to 1969. Now, what happened in 1969? No, Pedro was not born. He was born in 1971. Any guess what happened in 1969 that reflects on this story?
The Expos came into existence.
The Montreal Expos were the first Major League Baseball team in Canada. Yes, the kids out there, Montreal actually had a baseball team at one point. The kids actually care about baseball?
Yeah, not as much. Not as much. It's sad.
I'm not sure I care about baseball, to be honest.
I don't care much.
I don't anymore.
Nope. Not as much. That's for sure.
I'm glad we picked this topic then.
Well, that's one reason why. Back then,
it was really important, and we're trying to educate people on how important baseball was in the late 90s, early 2000s.
So yeah, I think part of this is thinking back to like when baseball was good and when baseball was fun to watch.
Expos, what were they named after?
That I don't know. John, you should know this.
Well, wasn't it I don't know. I mean, the stadium was where they had the World Expo, right? Is that where it was? I assume that's what it was. That was my team, so I should probably really know this, but I kind of don't. Jim, go ahead. Tell me it was about an elevator.
The Expos were named after Expo 67, the World's Fair held in Montreal 2 years prior. So if you got to name a baseball team, I'm like, let's go with the World's Fair 2 years prior, you know, because
oh my that. God. That's the worst.
That's like the Chicago pandemics.
Yeah, do you remember their stadium? And what was wrong with it?
They played
everything.
What was wrong with it?
Everything. The roof.
What was wrong with the roof? What was wrong with the roof?
It leaked, right?
No, it didn't.
It didn't retract.
It didn't retract. It was a retractable roof that didn't actually open. So
never opened.
The Expos were around until 2004. How many times did they make the playoffs?
That's a big zero.
No? Well,
They made it once,
Once.
1981. They lost to the Dodgers in a walk-off
Yep.
home run, which became known as Blue Monday. No idea if that's true, but that's what, you go up to Montreal, everyone just talks about Blue Monday. I think the problem with the Expo is that nobody cared about them. Montreal is, of course, a football team with a Alouettes.
Well, wait, I have a
So,
question.
hey,
Hold on, hold on,
nobody
hold on.
cared.
I want to go back to that for a quick second. Blue Monday. Did it happen on Monday, or did Rick Monday hit the home run?
God, I think we'll have to look that up too. So along with Pedro J, with the because of Rick Monday.
Rick Monday talked today.
And then last but not least, the best season they ever had was the 1994 season, where they had the best record in baseball.
This is the best. This is the best. Go ahead.
It killed me.
And then what happened?
The strike.
The strike. They didn't even make the playoffs.
So the
There was
baseball.
no playoffs. There was no World
No
Series. I counted
playoffs.
that.
That team was a wagon.
So the one year that the Expos have the best team in the whole league,
Oh.
the entire league goes on strike. They cancel the World Series, so they're all done. And then
Oh my God.
the next year they sell everybody.
That team was so
Was awesome.
stacked.
I count it though. I 94 World Champion Expos.
You got that
Yeah,
flag
yeah, yeah.
hanging up in your
Yeah.
garage.
Yes. It's like the Indianapolis Colts putting up that they won. What was that flag they hung for a while? They won the AFC North or the
Participants.
AFC, yeah, the participants, yeah.
Well, wait a minute, Bruins fan. How many Adams Division flags are in the garden?
Zero. They don't hold them up. They don't put them up there anymore.
And
Because
all
there's no
right,
more
just
Adams
Stanley
Division.
Cups. Just Stanley Cups.
How many did they have? A
The
lot.
other problem that the Expos had was that nobody went to the games. So, for
Of
example,
course.
September 5th, 2002, they had a game against Philadelphia in which only 2,100 people went, and then they actually the season opener that season closer that year against Florida, the big powerhouse, they drew 2,800 people. So there's a story that, when you stand up, your seats, and you stand up and automatically closes behind you, it makes that noise. They said that there was so few people there that people would stand up and the seat would close and it would reverberate throughout the entire stadium.
Off the AstroTurf too, like
It was
concrete turf.
probably snowing. They couldn't get to the game.
John was a big he was a big Expos fan in the
Yeah,
80s.
can you tell us how that came about?
Yeah.
How what the Expos
How you
fandom
came
came
how you
about?
yes, how you became an
Why were you
Expos
an
fan?
Expo other than just being silly? Why were you
Right,
an
and just being
Expo
John, like
fan? I liked that team. They had power hitters and they were fast. I didn't care too much about pitching, but they did have Randy Johnson and Pedro eventually. I just always loved the team. And, I could say to this day, besides Vlad Guerrero, Tim Raines was my favorite player.
Tim Raines.
So,
Whoop.
Tim Rock Raines?
Yes.
And what was Tim Raines notable for?
Stolen bases.
No,
Yeah.
no, 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 no. What I
Stolen
was. What
was he notable for? I don't know what you're talking about.
What's his nickname? What's his nickname?
Westy, why don't you tell us what Tim R Rock Raines was notable for?
Oh, Tim Rock Green. So, well, his nickname is great, not because he was hard like a rock. He used to carry his crack cocaine in his back pocket with him when he was stealing his bases.
Why did he keep it in his back pocket?
Oh, that I don't know. If he didn't want anybody to find it, I
Is
don't
he
know.
slid head first?
Because when he slid head first, it wouldn't break the
Yeah.
knuckle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But
That's
why
a
he had
rumor.
it?
That's
Well,
not true.
it is.
Not true.
Why would he have it? By the way, why is he in this uniform during a game?
Yeah. Yeah,
All
exactly. That's why I'm buying this.
right. So now we need three things looked into. So hopefully someone's keeping track of this. All right. So let's finish this up. Pedro Martinez pitched for the Expos in 1997. He won the Cy Young Award for
Cy
the,
Young and I said,
which means he is the best pitcher in the National League.
So actually, John, do you know, I don't know this, and I should have looked this up, but how, because Pedro broke in with the Dodgers,
Yes.
right? He played, he had 2 years with the Dodgers
Yes.
and then went to the Expos. How,
Yes.
th I'm assuming he got traded for somebody to the Expos.
Correct.
Do you know who that was?
Yes.
Who?
Delino DeShields.
There we go. There we go. Let's see who wins that trade.
Well,
All
look,
right.
actually,
Well,
let's.
I don't know if it's the Expos because then they got rid of him when he had his
Okay.
best year. So
So the Red Sox win the trade.
I guess.
let's do that, right? So he wins the the Cy Young in 1997, best pitcher. He had been traded to the Red Sox for two players. Who?
Yes.
They are Carl
You ready?
Pavano and Tony Amos Jr.
Junior,
Carl
yes.
Pavano is a pitcher who ends up going 24 and 35. And Armas, I guess he's a pitcher too, who goes
He was a pitcher, yeah.
48 and 60. So they trade him for Pavano and Tony Amos Jr. I think, Wes, you were a Tony Amos Sr. fan.
I was a Tony Amos senior fan, yeah, exactly. Yep, 70, was he
I
in the early 80s, right?
want to touch on that trade. From what I remember,
Yes.
is talk radio in whatever state it was in Boston at that time, people were furious that they
Yes.
gave up Carl Pavano. Nobody's doing a Carl Pavano segment.
All right, so that brings us to late 90s, in which Pedro Martinez, fresh off his National League Cy Young.
So can I interject here? This
Yeah.
because this is a perfect example of the Expos, right? He wins the Cy Young, and then you trade him
Well, you couldn't
because you
afford
can't
him. Jim
sign him,
told
right?
us
Because
that
that's what
nobody
I'm saying.
goes to the
Because
game.
you can't afford him,
You
right?
don't
So
have any money.
the guy wins the Cy Young, and then you have to
Yeah.
trade him because you can't afford him.
You make it makes you wonder what Pavano and Amos were making, $3 each. What, plus you had
Right.
the exchange rate,
Hey.
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So they got like 86% of Carl
Okay.
Pavano. That's why.
So now Pedro is on the Red Sox, and then we go to the 1999 season, and that brings in Mr. Westy. Would you like to tell us why you picked this season, and then actually tell us about the season?
So I was going back and forth between, the 99 and 2000 season, because I think those are the two. If you put those two seasons combined, I don't think it was a better back-to-back season. But we had to pick one. That was the whole point, right? And I think, I was watching the 2004 comeback Netflix documentary a few weeks ago, and it just got me thinking just how much like I miss like good baseball, right? And when we brought up this topic, I was like, I want to do something about Pedro, right? I want to do something about, this era of baseball when it was fun. So I settled on the 99 season just because it had the All-Star game in it as well, right? At Fenway. So choosing between 99 and 2000, the reason I went with 99 is because of the All-Star game. All right. So in 1999, Pedro wins the pitcher's triple crown, right? Which is wins, ERA, and strikeouts.
Okay.
Okay. And in that year, Pedro had, let's see, tw 29 games started. He was 23-4 with a 2.07 ERA, 313 strikeouts in only 213 innings pitched.
He's a little guy, too.
Right. Yeah. He's like, what, 5'7", 5'8", like 140. Right. Now, this was crazy to me. The American League's ERA that season. The American League combined ERA that season was 4.87.
And what was Pedro's again?
Pedro's was 2.07. So his ERA was 57.5% better than the league's.
This is also in the age of steroids and the hitters, right?
Yes, yeah.
Do you have any
All right.
specific games you want
So
to talk
yeah,
about?
so a couple of them. So the first one that really pops out to me was against the Yankees at Yankee Stadium. I want to say, I think it was early June. I can't remember the exact date, but when he it was a one hitter.
It was
He gave up,
September, if I'm not
was
mistaken.
it September? Yeah, he gave up he, a one hit, like he gave up a homer in the second inning. He struck out, he retired the last 22 guys in a row. He had 18 strikeouts.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
Who did he give that home run up to?
Oh,
Come
I
on.
do know this answer. I can't think of the name. Who was it? I gotta say it. I can't remember what it was.
Chili Davis.
Chili Davis, yes, Chili Davis.
Didn't Chili Davis play for the Expos? Got a name. It's got like Expos type name, Chili
I
Davis.
will tell
Chili
you
Davis was mostly
that,
with the Angels, I think, right?
yes,
So,
and the Yankees. But I will
right.
say that to go back to his worst game of that season was against the Expos.
Oh,
Was it?
Christ.
Yeah, he got up like six runs.
So against the Yankees, he strikes out 17. gives up one hit, which is a home run to not an expo, Chili Davis.
Correct.
And that Yankees team goes on to win the World Series.
World Series.
And he destroys them.
But like early in his career, he owned the Yankees. Like when he was when he was the Red Sox the first couple of years, he like every game was 13, 14 strikeouts. Like he killed them. Like it was great. It was great.
All right, so going back to 99, give me, I could think of two other games. Maybe you think of the same two. So we'll,
What you got? Go ahead. Go ahead.
no, we'll
Go
get
with
it.
yours.
So one of them, if we're going to continue in the regular season, obviously was the 1999 All-Star game held
Yes.
at Fenway Park.
Yeah, I mean that. I think when people think about Pedro, right? People who aren't like from Boston, right, and don't know like that Yankees game, right? But they think about Pedro, I think they think about the All-Star game, right? That he played, he started the game because obviously it was in Boston, right? He was leading the league in again wins, ERA, strikeouts at the All-Star break, right? So the first six guys he faces, right? Barry Larkin, Larry Walker, Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire, Matt Williams, and Bagpipes, Jeff Bagwell, right? He retires the five of them on strikeouts and wins the AL and wins the MVP of the game. So two innings pitched, five strikeouts, no walks, no hits. John, what do you guys say?
Yeah, I was just saying that, that goes to show how dominant he was, right? He
Right.
pitched the first two innings and was so dominant that essentially the rest of the game didn't matter because he won the MVP.
Right.
During the All-Star game, and this is like the other sports All-Star games where people just don't play that well. These guys want to hit, right? They want to hit
Yeah.
a home run during the All-Star game, so it's not like
Sure.
they're just kind of fooling around, right?
Yeah, no, this isn't like the NBA All-Star game where they're just like scoring 200 points each team, right? Like it's just up and they think like they were they especially back then, they wanted to win.
And then
So
give me one more game from
all
that
right,
season.
so
I think I
man,
know
that
what's going
season
to be. And I think we
the,
actually watched this game together, but we'll see.
all right, so I'm gonna go in the postseason against the Indians, right? So game one, Pedro's pitching, right? Game one of the ALDS, and Pedro hurts his back in like the fourth inning, and they have to pull him, right? So he doesn't pitch the rest of the series. They go down 0-2, right? They come back, they win the next two games, and now it's the third game five against the Indians. That Indians lineup was stacked. Brett
Gosh.
Saberhagen started in game five. Derek, he goes one inning, gives up like three runs. Lowe comes in, does terribly.
Oh, yeah.
So they bring Pedro in the fourth inning, down 8-7, and he throws the rest of the game per no hitter.
So they gave up 8 runs prior to Pedro coming in,
Yep.
and then he doesn't give up a hit the rest of the way.
Doesn't give him a hit the rest of the way, and they end up winning the game five, 12-8, I think is what the final score was.
We watched that at your house together for some reason. I don't know
I
why I
think
was
so.
watching
Yeah.
baseball. We did. We watched that at your parents' house. I remember that.
Yep. Yeah. No, it was unbelievable, right? Like it was crazy. Like again, no hit. Like after hurting his back, right? They weren't sure if he was gonna be able to pitch. It was like an emergency. Like if Pedro's pitching in this game, it's an emergency. Well, it was an emergency, right? They were down. So yeah, it was those so those yeah those are the games that stand out to me, and that's why I kind of went with the 99 season over the 2000 season over. I think statistically, in some categories, he was better in 2000. Again, winning the AL MV AL Cy Young Award, but I think that All-Star game and that postseason made this one better for me. That's why I picked this one.
I remember I was doing the laundry once and I took stuff out of laundry and it hurt my back. And I had to lie down for a while. I could not have pitched. I was a younger man too.
Well,
And
you were like, I think you were next in line though. If Pedro's back flared up, you were next, I thought, right?
that's why the phone kept ringing. They wanted me to.
Yeah.
If Saberhagen didn't get the call, it was going to be you, Jim.
But you hurt your back doing laundry.
Wow. Brett Saberhagen. He
Yeah.
was not too good.
Not
Well, he
then. No.
was good.
Yeah,
For the Red
he was
Sox?
awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Not in 1999,
No.
maybe 87? Like when like
I don't know. He was the Royals. He was good.
he was yeah, he went won the Cy Young 3 years
so
with the Royals.
to compare, here's some other top pitchers in 1999. So Pedro wins the AL Cy Young that year. Okay.
Yes.
The National League Cy Young winner was
I don't know.
Rennie Johnson.
Oh, all right. But didn't they both pitch for the Expos?
Yes.
Well,
And
pitch
they
for,
couldn't
they were
afford
both
either of them?
so And then we both trade him for a bag of balls, right?
Yes.
Let's
It
continue talking
was.
about old Expos. Who led Major League Baseball with a .379 batting average that year? Larry
Vlad. Oh,
Walker.
Larry Walker. Really?
Larry Walker. Yeah.
Yeah, he was traded away for nothing.
But they knew how to pick players. They got Pedro. They just couldn't keep him. They tried to light up the shields, you haven't mentioned doing anything
All right,
with
so
the Dodgers.
going back, I mean, I'm gonna switch sports here, but going back to my favorite coach of all time, they did great shopping for the groceries. They were just bad cooks.
Yes. No, they were good cooks. They just didn't have the budget. They could only shop for groceries very sparingly.
They had to buy store brand
Store
instead of
brands. Yes.
Not only were the Expos ignored, they weren't even the top baseball team in Montreal. That would have
Oh,
been
stop it. Yeah.
Toronto. That would have been the
This
Blue Jays.
is all unnecessary, this piling on.
Oh no, it's not. It's completely necessary. And I again going back, right? At least you got to see them play live, right? We, you know, for that
Did.
against the Mets, right?
Yes.
We did.
I would say the other worst stadium in
Oh,
the world.
Shea Stadium
Shea
was the
Stadium
worst.
was so
Was
awful.
brutal. It
It
was
was so
brutal.
bad.
Actually, so that another thing that the Expos and Mets have in common are fantastic mascots.
Yes.
You
Yeah.
had
Gary Carter.
Mr. Met,
Mr. Met. And
Mr.
Yuppie.
Met, Mr. Met, who was a giant
Head.
baseball
Head.
for a head who ran
Mr.
around
Head.
silently. And then the Expos had
Yuppie.
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 How would you describe Yuppie?
I like a reverse Philly fanatic, if anyone knows what that, I don't know, some sort of weird person monster hybrid in he was orange and
He's like a Muppet and like a Wookiee.
Oh yeah.
Yuppie, fun fact about Yuppie, only mascot in Major League history to get ejected from a game. He
Oh
was
yes,
Tommy
Tommy Lasorda.
Lasorda of the Dodgers, jumping up
Yep.
and down the dugout so he got kicked out of the game.
Tommy Lasorda had him kicked out of the game.
Yeah, there were like six people in the crowd, right? So he probably could have just went and sat there. But yeah.
Can I go? Can we bring up the Mets Expos game for a quick second? A couple things. What do you guys? So for those again, obviously listening, right? So we took John to the Shea Stadium to see the Mets play the Expos for his bachelor party. And one thing that stands out to me is we were walking into that crappy, ridiculous Shea Stadium. The one thing I remember is Mr. Met patting this little boy in his head because he knocked his ice cream out of his hand. Do you guys remember?
That cry, yes.
The kid crying.
The kid was crying. Mr. Met knocked the ice cream out of his hand. The kid was crying.
He was crying.
He
So not
was
only
sad.
was it a crappy stadium and a crappy Mr. Met, he hates kids. He knocked the ice cream out of his hand.
It's,
The kid was
Mr. Met
just
hates
really
kids.
upset that he was at an Expos Mets game in Shea Stadium. I wanted to be there. That kid really, it might have been a hostage situation. Someone should probably look into that.
His
You know
father's
what?
like, if you just go to this game with me, I swear to God, I'll buy you the beautiful ice cream. You know what? Let's have it now. And
Mr.
then Mr. Met knocks it
Met
out.
goes, "What are you doing here, kid?" And knocks him back out of
Who brought a child here?
Yeah, exactly. This is no place for a child or anybody.
Oh my God,
By the way,
that stadium's terrible.
so for that game, Mets Expos, what do you think the attendance was for that game?
It was at
Oh, I don't
least like
remember.
the 15 of us. I don't know.
Would you guys like to hear some feedback from last season?
Oh yes.
So I went down
Of
to the
course.
mail room. I didn't even know we had a mail room.
Oh.
And I went down there and there was a single letter. So I picked it up, I opened it. And this was about season one, episode one. So that Westy, this was your
Oh.
more than a
Uh-oh.
feeling.
More than a feeling, yes, sir.
And
Yeah.
this was from Amanda. Amanda said,
Ooh.
I can't believe the vitriol against toward Amanda by Boston. I actually like that song. And then she said, I'm gonna take you by surprise. So
Ooh.
that's what Amanda.
Ooh.
That was the only her only comment about the entire episode was the fact that you did not like Amanda.
And
We
her
did
not me, we did not like Amanda because you actually brought it up.
It was not good.
and her name was Amanda.
It's
I'm
not like a
sorry,
charm.
Amanda.
That's like a punk.
And we all know why Amanda was named Amanda, right?
Okay.
Like her parents named her after the song. Like that, and so it has a special meaning to her. That's what it means. That's what it
Oh,
says.
well,
Amanda, if
okay.
that's true, please let us know. That's like if they made a song called Westy, and then West, and then I said I didn't like it, and then West's like, "What's about me?"
That would
That's
hurt my feelings, Jim.
not about you.
It
It
was
hurt
a
my feelings.
sad song. The song itself should hurt your feelings, not what we say about
Yeah,
it. Yeah,
Amanda.
I'm gonna take you by surprise and make you realize, Amanda,
So Amanda
that
should
that
really
song
blame.
stinks.
Amanda should really blame her parents.
She should.
Yeah.
Or Boston for that song. I mean, Amanda was untainted until the song.
Well, it could
Yeah.
like she could have been named like Yuppie or Mr. Met.
Mr. Matt.
Yeah, that's true.
Go around
That's
knocking
true.
ice cream out of kids' hands. Get out of here, kid.
Right. On that note, I don't think we can get better. Great seeing you guys again. We'll do it again soon.
Absolutely.
And take care, everyone.
All
Bye.
right. Bye.
Bye.
This presentation has been brought to you by SAP Productions, the home of Real Bad Media. Please visit us on your preferred podcast platform and follow us to stay updated with our latest episodes.